All through the Advent season, I've been thinking about how the Christmas story foreshadows the coming kingdom of God. I've been thinking about how similar our world is to that of the first century world into which Jesus was born. Sure, we don't live under the thumb of the Roman Empire. We don't ride around on donkeys or give birth in stables. We don't have to travel great distances to be counted in a census, but there are consistencies nevertheless. And they aren't just consistencies with the time of Jesus. They're consistencies with all of history. Think about the words from Isaiah 9 that we heard earlier. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. The world to whom these words in Isaiah were spoken was a world of darkness, of oppression, of war. They were spoken maybe 700 years before Jesus was born. The people to whom these words were spoken were surrounded by enemies, enemies with superior armies and a thirst for conquest. The people were afraid. They were powerless. They wondered if God had forgotten them or abandoned them, or maybe God had simply given up on them and was empowering their enemies against them. The people walked in darkness. They lived in a land of deep darkness. When I was writing this reflection, I had the conversation with one of our Tuesday continuing the conversation small groups running through my mind. During this particular conversation, we talked about suffering. We talked about our own suffering and how we live our faith in the midst of it. But that conversation moved so that we started talking about other people's suffering. And we started talking about our own culpability in other people's suffering. We talked about the massive injustices around the world, like the places in which so many of the things we purchase are made on the backs of sometimes inhumanely treated people who have no other options. We talked about the destructive, sometimes deadly forces of churches speaking in the name of Jesus, spreading lies and contributing to conspiracies about COVID and so many other things. We talked about the spiritual and the physical abuse that comes to light among too many Christian circles of late. And we felt overwhelmed by the darkness, a darkness that's too big and too awful to truly make sense of. The people walked in darkness. They lived in a land of deep darkness. This Christmas marks 3 years since my mom went into the hospital for the last time, dying less than 2 weeks later. The grief is still with us, but it's not as sharp as it once was. Most of us carry some kind of grief. For some of us, our griefs are old. They're part of the fabric of our being. For others of us, our griefs are new and sharp. We wear them like an ill-fitting pair of shoes that pinch and blister our feet. Some of us are suffering the effects of broken bodies, disease, mental or emotional incapacities. Some of us are struggling with our aloneness or with not enough aloneness. Some of us walk in darkness, live in a land of deep darkness, or at least a land plagued by shadows. In 1989, Billy Joel released his song, We Didn't Start the Fire. It's a song that crams 40 years of American history, much of it awful, into a four-minute song. It quickly became a hit, not because it has particularly great musicality, though it is catchy, but I think because it spoke to a reality that needed to be named. When Billy Joel was asked about how this song came to be, he told the story of meeting a guy who'd just turned 21, who said to Billy Joel, who'd just turned 40 at the time, "It's a terrible time to be 21. And Billy Joel's response was to say, "Yeah, I remember when I was 21. I thought it was awful time. We had Vietnam, drug problems, civil rights problems. Everything seemed to be awful." The 21-year-old responded, "But it was different for you because you were a kid in the 50s and everyone knows that nothing happened in the 50s. And this is part of Billy Joel's response. "Wait a minute. Did you ever hear of the Korean War? The Suez Canal crisis?" And I started to write these things out almost as an exercise, and I started getting this idea for a song. And that's how We Didn't Start the Fire came to be. Now, there's a point right near the end of the song when the oft-repeated chorus changes just a bit. It starts the same. We didn't start the fire. It's always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. And then this is the part that's different. But when we are gone, it will still burn on and 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 on. The people walked in darkness. They lived in a land of deep darkness. It's been that way since the world's been turning, and it will continue to be that way, but not forever. Hear the words from Isaiah 9 again. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. Christmas is about so much more than the story of a baby born in a manger. Christmas is the hope of the world. It's the promise of God fulfilled. It's the defeat of darkness and all that lives and thrives in that darkness. It's not about a single moment in history, though the story does take place in a particular moment in time, as told by Matthew and Luke, but it's also about all of history. This is the way that John tells the story in the beginning of his gospel, which reads this way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He, meaning the Word, was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This is why we celebrate Christmas. Jesus was and is the light of the world. Jesus was and is life. Jesus is hope. This is the truth the angels proclaimed. This is the truth the shepherds went to see in a Bethlehem manger. This is the truth the wise men sought as they followed a sign in the sky. This is the truth Herod attempted in vain to destroy. Jesus, the light of the world, became the flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Jesus, the light of the world, shines in the darkness, but the darkness cannot overcome it. The darkness cannot put it out. The light of the world is the one born to Mary, raised by Mary and Joseph, executed on a cross, raised from the dead, and ascended to rule in God's kingdom, the kingdom of light, forevermore. Come, let us adore him, that baby in a manger who will save the world. Amen.